What's up, Lil Nation? It's the guys from Plant the Spear, and we are trying to roll out some more content for you while we're not on the split screen, still here at ACC football kickoff in Charlotte. And we're going to talk about some Florida State specific stuff now, looking at this upcoming season. And I had a couple of ideas for some shows here, Michael. We're going to talk about today who are six underrated players that could kind of That Florida State really needs to step up. Let's put it that way. Yes. Now, we have another one we're going to do where we're going to look at six X-factor players that could change FSU's season if they were to hit. But, you know, the thing about Florida State in 2026 is, like, you do have some nice pieces, right? You know about the Deuce Robinsons. You know about some of these other guys, the Usman Chromas and the Trey Wiseners. But who are some guys who are maybe in that second level, some guys who maybe aren't getting the spotlight that if they were to step up and really hit for Florida State this year, man, it could really make for a much better season because, you know, Florida State right now, the depth is what's one of the biggest questions.
Correct.
And so to have a couple of guys step up in that role, now some of the ones we're going to talk about are starters.
Yes.
But some of these other guys, man, if they step up and you can, like, kind of count on them and take that to the bank, man, it would be huge for Florida State in 2026.
Yeah, absolutely. These are the type of players that they've been on the roster and they've maybe had some time there. We've seen maybe bits and pieces of flashes, but it's now like, hey, now or never. You've got to step up. This has got to be a year. If you want Florida State to have a winning season, to get to a bowl game, to get back to 8+ wins, we need these players to step up.
Yeah, and before we do that, let me bring you a quick word from today's sponsor, and that is Alumni Hall FSU. Look, if you guys, the season's coming up, if you're looking for some new gear, the best place to get it is from Alumni Hall FSU. You can get the ultimate Seminole shopping experience at alumnihall.com or on location at 1415 Timber Lane Road in Tallahassee. And make sure, if you're going to shop there, you're going to save 10% with Coach Spear. So, Michael, let's start. We chose six.
Yeah.
So we could do three from the offense and three from the defense, right? And I think, man, the number one underrated player, and listen, I have to caveat this before we say it. Florida State needs every player to step up this year, not just six.
Yeah.
But we're trying to create some content for you guys before the season gets here to keep everything busy. So we've chose the six that we feel would really make a difference, right? And when I say underrated, I mean the ones that aren't big in the headlines, right? And I think for me, the number one underrated player who could step up and really change FSU season is Kevin Wynn,
that
defensive tackle, right? You have Daniel Lyons, who has been in the spotlight, a guy they've challenged to step up and fill that role that was voided by Daryl Jackson as he moved on out of eligibility. You know, when I look at Daniel Lyons, we don't know, right? They've said he stepped into that role. They said that he's accepted the challenge, but we've seen some good from him. We've seen some not so good from him.
Right.
And so to me, when you look at Kevin Wynn, man, this is a kid that is one of the most top-rated defensive tackles that you've signed in a long time. This is a guy that I think was in the Navy All-American Bowl, literally had to be held out of practice.
Right.
Because he was just blowing up the offensive line. They couldn't run practice. He's lost some weight. He's trimmed down from 334 down to 317.
Yep.
There was a recent weight training video that was just put out where he's lifting basically all the weights in the waiting room.
Everything that was there.
And there were so many weights, they had to put a player on
the thing, right?
Right. And so, I mean, he's got that ox-style strength. He's a guy who has a lot of talent and a lot of upside. And so, at one of the positions that are in question on the defensive line, man, if you got a big season out of him, man, I think that would be huge because, you know, you look back to the last couple of years, like a Grady Kelly and things like that, where your depth tackles weren't really effective. Man, if you could get a big season from Kevin Wynn, I think that changes what your defensive line looks like.
Yeah, absolutely, because you're trying to build depth there, and Kevin Wynn needs to step up. I mean, this is a guy that they went out, recruited really hard, paid probably good money for to get him there. And so, yeah, I would totally agree that he needs to be that. I think my number one player is on the linebacker side of it. I think it's Omar Graham. Graham. I mean,
most people have written him off.
Yeah. I brought him back from the dead, buried him, brought him back from the dead, triple buried him again. No, this is the year I think Omar Graham has to step up. He's underrated, but he is probably likely going to be one of the starters along that linebacker front. As you said in another episode, that which I encourage you to go watch on our YouTube channel, where we did kind of an overview of the ACC Media Days, you talked about how that the linebacker is basically an extension of the defensive line.
Yeah.
You need those linebackers to do cleanup. And Omar Graham has to be the leader of that. He has to be able to move his hips better. He has to be able to get in the gaps cleaner. He has to be able to do his assignment. He has to be able to get back in coverage. If he can step up and lead the charge in that linebacker group, which struggled mightily last year, we could see significant benefits of them growing this year on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, that's huge because everybody's circling Chris Jones right now.
Yep.
You know, and everyone's saying Blake Nicholson, this is kind of your do or die year. But man, to have in a 3-3-5, it ain't about one linebacker.
That's right.
It's about all the linebackers.
That's
so
right.
Having a third linebacker stepping up, and Omar Graham is the guy who's been around the longest, right?
Right.
He's might be your green dot type of guy,
that's right.
Which is the one that calls the plays for the defense. Now, my second one here that I feel like is still flying under the radar, obviously he's still a big name for Florida State's defense, is Ashlin Barker.
Yeah.
This is a guy, you know, you look back to last year, Earl Little at that Rover position was your leading tackler. Now, when you're the Rover and you're the leading tackler, that says something about your front six, right?
Right.
That they're not getting the job done. But Ashlin Barker steps into that Rover role as Earl Little transferred out to Ohio State. And so, you know, we saw some of the really flashy moments from Earl Little in the Alabama game. We saw some of the really bad moments from him where he just forgot he had arms when he tried to tackle, and it cost you some big plays,
right?
A touchdown against Pitt, a touchdown against Virginia. And so, you know, Ashlin Barker is a big, rangy guy.
Yep.
And when you talk about linebackers, Ashlin Barker is almost like a linebacker that plays safety.
That's right.
And so to me, you know, you look at the safety positions, you're going to probably – you got K.J. Kirkland. You're probably going to be filling that other role from one of the transfers or something like that. And so I think having – K.J. Kirkland would be a good one for this list too.
Right.
But, man, I think Ashlin Barker having a big season in that Rover role, you know, we're kind of lining up here. Like, you're talking about the middle, the heart
That's
of that
right.
defense, the defensive tackle to Chris Jones, we think is going to be strong,
right.
to your Rover. Man, if you could strengthen the heart of that defense – that's why I choose Ashlin Barker.
Yeah, that's a great call. And Ashlin has shown some flashes.
He has.
And now, can he put it together now that he's stepping into that starting role and shows more consistency? I'm going to stay in the secondary, and I'm going to go with a guy who's a redshirt sophomore who we thought when he came in that he should have seen the field, but has not yet, and that's a Charles Lester.
Great choice, man.
Charles Lester. Now, obviously, we've had some attrition in that secondary a little bit. We had some graduation. We had some NFL draft stuff. We had some transfer. This is an opportunity for him to fight for maybe that slot corner position that they like to use there to get on that. I mean, this is a guy who came highly rated, was one of the bell cows of Mike Norvell, one of the few high school recruiting wins that he was able to have in his tenure here. It is time. He's a redshirt sophomore. You've been 3 years. Yes, you are only the second year into the system. You were recruited by Adam Fuller and the defensive back coach that's no longer here, Patrick Surtain.
Yeah.
And so, yes, you recruited in that system, but now you're in this system. You've had 2 years. This is time for you to step up. Your redshirt sophomore year is your draft eligible year. You're now draft eligible. So now you're going to start getting looks and feedback from the NFL draft. If you want to be that type of player, which he has always said he's wanted to be to get into the draft, this is the time for you to start stepping up. You may not start, but you need to be solidly in that rotation that they have in the secondary.
Yeah, and I mean, you also are going to be flirting with the portal, you know, and it's just one of those where that talent needs to live up to its hype, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you bring in a guy like Nehemiah Chandler, who I think is probably going to be your starter, but I mean, Charles Lester's as talented as anybody on the back end of that defense, and so I think it is time. And when I think of Charles Lester, I think of kind of that like DeMaurie Tate situation from years back, where you signed a five-star guy that literally never did anything for you.
Yeah.
So really, one of the knocks on Mike Norvell and them is how you just haven't maximized the talents that you've got. Well, this is
Correct.
One of your top talents.
Yep.
And so, again, like while I'm excited about Nehemiah Chandler and the 13 PBUs and stuff like that he had, we all have always said, like, you want your homegrown talent to be the ones that are making the impact. So
right.
I think that's a great choice. Now, my third choice and final choice for the defense, man, I cannot stress how important it is for this defensive line to be good. And one of those guys I think that flies under the radar when you bring in a guy like Rylan Kennedy from Texas A&M to be on the defense here is Deontay McCray.
Yep.
I think he's a guy that was really good for you last year. I almost went with Diamante Diggs because, you know, he's a big rangy guy, came in from Coastal Carolina, who got hurt and we didn't get to see him. And he's back. He's a 6'6" long defensive end. But man, Deontay McCray, we know, has performed well for you last year. Yep. He was a good run stopper at Western Kentucky when he was there. And so this is a guy that, you know, when we talk about the depth of the defense, obviously you talk about that line, particularly on the edges, the Twins
right.
and Rylan Kennedy are the ones that come to the spotlight.
Right.
But you're going to need that kind of workhorse guy that doesn't get the spotlight that can be able to step in and give you quality snaps.
Right.
For, you know, maybe in certain packages or maybe when those guys aren't on the field, like Rylan Kennedy, we yep. feel like is going to be a good pass rusher.
Yep.
You're going to need a good run stopper,
yeah.
right? And that's who I think Deontay McCray can be for you. So, man, my third and final pick for the defense, again, this is my second defensive lineman because games are won and lost in the trenches.
Right.
So I'm going with Deontay McCray.
Yeah, I think that's a great pick. I'm going to stay right there on the line with you, and I'm going to go with Daniel Lyons. He's a redshirt yeah. senior. We have talked about this guy. He's been injured a little bit. He's shown flashes. I think this is his time to shine. He's got to get solidly in that rotation and even push the starters because they love to rotate that defensive line there. Obviously, because they play a 3-3 five stack, you're only seeing one defensive tackle down there and then two ends there. Sometimes they're going to rotate that out, whatever. Sometimes they might go to that even front where they yeah. go four down, and that's where he'll play a lot of part of that. This is a time for him to step up because, as you just said, and the thing that we talked about and some of our big takeaways from camp that you can see on our YouTube video there, is we've got to build depth. We've yeah. got to build depth along the defensive line. He's a guy, this is his last year. If he wants to leave a legacy at Florida State, that's not what has been the past two seasons, this is an opportunity for him to step up into that.
Yeah, and you made me think of one thing that I want to circle back to Kevin Wynn about, is when you go to that even front, you need that second defensive
right.
tackle, and it's going
right.
to have to be him, right?
Yep.
And you're going to need him to go, you know, he's banged up last year as a freshman. You're going to need him to go from playing 40 snaps
right.
to 400.
Yes, absolutely.
And so that's why I think he is really going to be a crucial part of this defense, especially when you go even fronts,
yep.
right? Now let's flip over to the offense and give you three for the offense.
Okay.
And Michael, my number one is a guy that I've been waiting to pop for some time. He's a guy that you had.
He's stealing
like
my boy.
He's your boy. He's your most, you know, excited or what? One of the top five players
yep.
you had on watch for the last couple of years, who is another player that comes in with a lot of hype, a lot of recruiting, you know, background, and just we're just like, when?
Yes.
When does it show? And that's
yes.
Landon Thomas.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because I think right now, when you look at this offense, we know you have Deuce Robinson. He's a known commodity. You have Mekhi Dansey, who
yep.
I think is going to take a step in year two at receiver,
yep.
where, you know, it's his third year in the program, but it's only his second true year as a receiver. He's
yep.
going to be learning his technical skill. We're like, who's going to be wide receiver three? You got Javon Boggs, you got Devin Carter, you got Jason Lopez. You feel good about any of the three, but we haven't quite seen them yet either. We don't know what you're going to get out
right.
of that. Well, man, having a really good, like, dominant tight end type of
right.
a play from Landon Thomas, and Mike Norvell likes to use the tight end more than Gus Malzahn
yep.
did. Man, to me, Landon Thomas stepping up and almost kind of being that third wide receiver, or being someone who can allow that third wide receiver to kind of feel itself out over the first
yep.
couple games, would be huge for this offense.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's great. Listen, I love Landon Thomas. I'm a Landon Thomas stan. I keep saying that if he is not injured, if he can have a season where he is not injured, where he is on the field and he gets actually used
yeah.
in the offense. And this is one of the reasons I'm actually more excited about having Mike Norvell back as a play caller. He's my number one offensive guy. I'll share that with you as well. Because if he can be used in the way that Mike Norvell loves to use tight ends, he becomes another weapon
yeah.
that they have alongside of Deuce and potentially Javon Boggs and Mekhi Dansey. You know, obviously the Lopez kid is developing that we're hearing a lot about out of, you know, preseason camp there. If they can develop also Landon Thomas to be that electric, I know they have Desirio Ryles as well too, but man,
right.
Landon Thomas was the five-star that they brought in, that they felt like this is going to be the next iteration of the tight end there. If he can turn into that type of player, man, that really sets this offense even more on the pace of being from good to great.
Yeah, definitely. He can be one of those guys that does change the offense.
Right.
Now, the next guy I have here, again, we've already talked about how important the trenches are multiple times. I'm going right back to that well, man, and that's Braden Joyner, right?
Yes.
Transfer from Purdue, big offensive line, has a lot of starting experience. Now, you do feel good about what Sandman Thompson could be if he had to step into that center position.
Right.
But as we know, last year, when you're talking about a guy, Luke Pettibon, who was kind of a, you know, he's like an insurance policy, right?
Right.
He's just always there. You never really have to worry about him. You feel good about what he brings to the table. man, to have a constant force, a steady force at center who can, one, snap the ball. Because we've had issues with that in the past.
That's
like Ashton Daniels has enough stuff to worry about at quarterback. We don't need him to worry about catching a snap, too.
That's right.
So, man, I really think Braden Joyner is a guy on this offensive line that you got a couple other pieces you're trying to figure out at the guards and the tackles and, you know, how you can move a guy here and there. Having someone you don't have to worry about at center would be big for the offensive line.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's also the guy who's making all the calls and lining everybody up. So it's a key position.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree. Like, you need, again, they're trying to search for the best five. And if he can be one of those, he can guarantee you that one spot is solidified for him. Then next thing you know, now you know that the rest of that line can be there. Obviously, he's going to be making a lot of the calls there as well, too. So you want him to be able to be on his tip-top game. I'm going to go with the wide receivers. And I'm going to go to a guy who we thought we saw a small glimpse of it. And then he just spent, you know, really the most of the season fighting injury. And that's Javon Boggs.
Yeah.
When he was coming out of preseason camp last year, that he was the talk of the town. Last year at ACC Media Days, that's what they talked about. They kept saying, this is a dude, this guy.
Everybody said that.
Wait till you see him on the field. And we saw small glimpses of it. But right now we know that we have Deuce White out. And we have a version of Mekhi Dansby that we think could be better than just a trick play person. But we need that other, that third receiver.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, if Landon Thomas can develop into that tight end with the zero routes, that gives us another weapon. But, man, if you could have another person that now the defense can't just focus solely on double covering and sending a man over the top with Deuce because they also have to worry about Javon Boggs, man, this is an opportunity for him to step up in his second year and really show all the things that, you know, we had heard about last year.
Yeah, I mean, the defense already has to worry about a mobile quarterback in Ashton
Daniels.
So if you have three receivers to cover, a good tight end, some running backs, I mean, that's going to create some problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, man, but for my final player on the offensive side, rinse and repeat, man. I'm going back to the offensive line. And that is, and I'm probably going to mess this name up. I still got to get the pronunciation down. Chimdeion Nwuyiu.
Ooh, I like that. Look at you.
You know, we talk a lot about Xavier Chaplin, right?
Yep.
If you talk about the X-Factor guys who can change the season, that's probably an Xavier Chaplin. If you're talking about the underrated guys who can really help Florida State take it to the next level, this is that guy to me because, you know, you feel like you can have a staple at left tackle. I think he's going to be like your Michael Pettis, right? Where he's that's Xavier Chaplin I'm talking about, where he's going to be your staple at left tackle no matter what,
right?
Unless he just gets hurt or he's terrible.
Right.
The problem you have on the right side of the line is like, well, we have Nate Papps, right? He was a guy who has experience at tackle, would be better fit at a guard.
In a guard position.
If this doesn't work out, you can slide him out there. Jonathan Daniels is another guy at tackle that you're like, we got him, but we don't know if he's going to be good enough.
Right.
We don't know if he's ready. You brought this guy in. He's got a couple years of eligibility. Man, if you could have a steady staple at your tackle position where you're not putting guard-type bodies at the tackle, which we know Florida State has had to do a lot in recent years. Man, if you could have a guy opposite of Xavier Chaplin that could really hold down that right tackle spot, man, and keep the pressure off Ashton Daniels, I think that would be really, really big for this offensive line.
Yeah, I totally agree on that. Well, my last one is I'm going to stay in the running back room, but not for a running back role. I'm going with Sam Singleton Jr., and here's why. Now, listen, this kid has been passed over more often than not.
Yeah.
He's probably looking at a third string in the offense right now behind Ousmane Krumah and Trey Wisner. So he's probably the third running back they're going to probably look at. But from a punt return standpoint, listen, I've been seeing the boards at the PTS community. I've been reading them. I've been seeing you on Twitter. I agree with you. I think he could be a dynamic punt returner, kickoff returner there. You know, obviously in the kick return game, kickoff return game, hopefully, we're seeing flashes of it. Hopefully, we're not giving up scores that we have to see a lot of kick returns.
Yeah.
But on a punt return sense, I have seen flashes of this kid. If he gets the ball in his hand, if he gets into the open field, it is over.
Yeah.
It's over. And I think this is an opportunity, hopefully, that the coaching staff would recognize that, and hopefully he would recognize that, hey, I might not be getting as much touches from a running back standpoint, but I can get the ball in my hand other ways. I can also become one of those little gadget plays where I'm running Wildcat, where I'm running, you know, I'm running routes and things of that nature. Man, I think this is just an opportunity for, I believe he's going to be a redshirt senior this year.
He's a former four-star, high
four-star. So this is an opportunity for him to step up. I think if they can find a role for him that's consistent and leverage that speed and that agility and that breakaway type skill, man, he could be a difference maker for Florida State this
season. And you know, when you talk about a kick returner and being a difference maker, it all starts with catching the ball.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Like, even if he never gains one positive yard of return, as long as he could be back there fielding and catching kicks,
exactly.
I love the pick. So that's going to be our six guys who are underrated players who could really help elevate Florida State season in 2026. Again, Florida State needs all hands on
exactly.
deck. But these are guys that we picked that we thought could really help Florida State take it to the next level this year. Look, if you guys have a list of your own, drop it in the comments. If you're watching on YouTube, we'd love to hear from you guys. And before we get out of here, again, if you want to get in on the conversation, if you want to get into the things like Michael was talking about, the best place to do that is in our new PTS community. It's a fan community that's built by fans for fans. So make sure you check that out over at plantthespear.com. You can get started with a free account. Or if you'd like to support independent FSU coverage like us and what we're doing here now at ACC Football Kickoff, you can do that starting at just $8 a month, and we will be forever grateful for your support. So head over to plantthespear.com. Not only will you get all of our great content that we're already putting out there for free, we have some exclusive benefits for the insiders as well. And you can just go to the link in the top corner menu, hit boards. It'll take you straight to where you need to be, and you can go from there. So we appreciate you guys watching, and we will catch you on the next one. As always,
go Noles.